Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 59 of the Minor Prophets. We're continuing our study today of Obadiah with a devotion titled, Tough Questions. Someone once said, God does not ask questions because He doesn't know. He is asking questions to open our hearts so that we can know His truth. Our text for today is from Obadiah chapter 1, verses 5 through 7. If thieves came to you, if plunderers came by night, how you have been destroyed! Would they not steal only enough for themselves? If grape gatherers came to you, would they not leave gleanings? How Esau has been pillaged, his treasures sought out. All your allies have driven you to your border. Those at peace with you have deceived you. They have prevailed against you. Those who eat your bread have set a trap beneath you. You have no understanding. God will utilize foreign nations to plunder Edom's resources and then remove the Edomites from their land. Obadiah asks two questions to draw out how completely Edom will be destroyed. Daniel Epp Thiessen offers this explanation. God apparently continues to speak in verses 5 through 7, elaborating on the judgment of Edom by portraying it as pillaged by enemies and abandoned by former allies. The opening rhetorical question makes the point that thieves and plunderers are somewhat picky about what they steal because they cannot physically carry off everything. The second question points out that grape harvesters generally leave a few grapes behind, which can be gleaned. In contrast, the plundering of Edom will totally strip it of valuables, even those that have been hidden. That's from verse 6. An aside interrupts the first rhetorical question to mockingly lament the utter devastation of Edom and raise the emotional intensity. Oh, how you will be destroyed! That's from the second half of verse 5. The language of plundering indicates that foreign enemies will be the agents of God's judgment, most likely those nations summoned to battle by God's envoy in verse 1. The motif of Edom's geography not being able to shield it from God's reach in verses 3 and 4. Obadiah refers to Edom by using the name of its ancestor Esau in verse 6, which it does a total of 7 times. The name Esau alludes to the stories in Genesis, portraying Jacob and Israel and Esau and Edom as brothers in a conflicted relationship. Obadiah's use of brother language is a rhetorical strategy to portray Esau/Edom's actions toward Jacob/Israel as especially reprehensible because family members should act in solidarity with each other. The imagery of verse 7 focuses on treachery and abandonment by Edom's former allies, who will overpower Edom and force its people to the boundary. It's not clear whether being driven to the boundary means that Edomites fleeing invaders will be refused asylum by former allies and pushed back across their own border, or whether it means that atrocities by invaders will cause Edomites to seek refuge in remote border regions. Also unclear is the identity of the former allies, now turned enemies. Are they the nations that are summoned to battle in verse 1? Are the Babylonians, with whom Edom must have been allied if Edom participated in the sacking of Jerusalem, or are they some other entities? The concluding statement of verse 7, there is no understanding of it, could mean that Edom cannot understand the betrayal by its allies. Or perhaps Edom will be totally surprised by the turn of events, as suggested by the contemporary English version rendering, "But you don't see it coming." Although details remain unclear, the overall picture in verses 5 through 7 is that Edom will be abandoned by former allies, then invaded, defeated, and pillaged. Obadiah strongly emphasizes God's vengeance against Edom in these verses. Typical thieves will take what they want and then leave. A regular harvester will take only the good grapes but leave the small pieces behind. A thief who steals everything and then burns down the house displays his rage. Likewise, a harvester is highly passionate if he takes every last grape and leaves nothing behind. These are word pictures used by the prophet Obadiah to show God's utter and complete destruction of Edom. Some questions to consider. How do Obadiah's questions open up an opportunity for Edom to see God's wrath? How do the following verses from Malachi connect with today's devotion? From Malachi chapter 1, verse 3 through verse 4. "I have laid waste his hill country and left his heritage to jackals of the desert. If Edom says, 'We are shattered, but we will rebuild the ruins,' the Lord of hosts says, 'They may build, but I will tear it down. And they will be called the wicked country and the people with whom the Lord is angry forever.'" And finally, a common theme of Old Testament prophecy is reaping what is sown. How is today's scripture indicative of this biblical truth? Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.